Sukkah Perek Beis Mishnah Vov. Rabbi Eliezer Oymer, Arba Esrei Sudas Chayav Adam Lechol B'Sukkah, Achas Bayoyim V'Achas Balaylo. The Ikim Mitzvah Sukkah, the Torah says, B'Sukkah's Teshvu. Sukkah's Teshvu means that a person should live in the Sukkah. But the Ikim living is where the person eats and drinks. Therefore, one should be Koveya himself with a Maisa Achilo, Teshu came to Duru, the same way a person lives in a house. Now, theoretically, a person could be out of the house, could skip meals also on the sukkah. But Hayyoyz over here is trying to create that this is his Teshu. So, rather, one should eat this mitzvah, one has a mitzvah to eat, by Yom Ubalaila, to eat a sudha. No, that's not necessarily the case. One doesn't have to eat in the sukkah. Remember, we said the first night of sukkahs, one does have to eat in the sukkah. But the other days are arbitrary. You can't eat out of the sukkah, but you're not mechuyev to eat in achilas kva in the sukkah. Ein ladavar kitzvah, there's no shir. Chutz milele yom tivrishin shel chag bovad, only the first night, there's a mitzvah, gemura, to eat, like we said. It's an interesting kasha that all the mefarshim are mefalpul in, and that is the lashon Rabbi Elazar, if you're eating deliberately one suda mayom velo balayla, it's not 14 sudas. There's at least one Shabbos in every 7 days of Sukkot. There's a chiv shal shudas. Suda shlisha should be bechal, suda shesh should be 15 sudas. So, of course, the easy way out is to say, Rabbi Elazar is just making a point. He's making a point that the kviyas of achila is echad bayom ve'echad balayla. Not practically, you're going to have to eat shal shudas, but that's not alts the din of eating once by day, once by night. That's vinish vinyim, chiv to be kaveh suda, that you're going to have to do in the Sukkot. That's one way to do it. Another way to answer would be to say that we're talking about the 14 that Rabbi Elazar is mechadish. The first night of Sukkah, everybody knows, there's a choyv to eat a suda in the Sukkah. Arba Esrei Suda is benoisaf on the first one. That's another way of reading the Mishnah. The other way to say it is a chiddush. Some of the Mefarshim bring down, you can look at the Melech HaShleima touches on this, is that it's possible that Shalashudas will count Bimkoim the Suda of Matzah Shabbos. That means Shabbos Chol HaMoed Sukkot, let's say, is on the third day of Chol HaMoed. So you have the night Suda, the Friday night Suda. That's your Balaylo. Bayoim is the regular daytime Suda. The Shalashudis will then cover that he doesn't have to eat. He eat the end of Shabbos. He doesn't have to wash an hour later. Now there's a Chim Alav Malka, but that is not a Choyv Gomur. That's a mini Gisrol. And it is a Chiyuv. Lav Dafka, that is 100% the Chiyuv of Pas. Al-Khabarim, it doesn't go into the Choyv. Mitzad this mitzvah of Teshu Kentaduru, his yoitza, the night suda of Matzah Shabbos, which Shalashudas. Similar, ultimately the number is 14. L'chayr will be mavur that there is no chiv Shalashudas, suda shlishis on Yom Tiv, which is not so posh. There seems to be a Rambam not that way. You have to know what to say. The Mishnah continues. V'oyam Rabbi Eliezer, Mishale ocha leila Yom Tiv arishoin, yashlim b'leila Yom Tiv achre. It's a chiddush. L'chayr. Yom Tov Achroin, Shmini Atzeres, that is. There is no mitzvah of Achila Sukkah. He holds it could be mashlim. If he didn't eat in a sukkah the first night of Sukkot, there's Epes Hashlom. It's hard to understand exactly what the Hashlom is. On the last night of, the last night, which is still Meshach Shaychi. You'll have to say over here, the Mefarshim discussed, there's no Bal Tosif. Normally, if somebody eats in the sukkah, Shmini Atzeres, it's Bal Tosif. Which is why there's a concern, and that's why there's a minig, even though it's connected to Gemara, by some kreizin, there's a minig not to eat in the sukkah shmini atzeres because there could be bal toisif. The Gemara says not that way. So the Gemara is talking about, let's say, according to some rishonim, the Gemara is talking about where it's a person could theoretically eat in the sukkah shalei l'shem mitzvah. It's not uncomfortable to eat in the sukkah, but where it's very cold, that was the minig in Europe, places where it was freezing cold, is clearly if you're eating in the sukkah, you're not eating there for convenience, you're not eating there because it's nice to eat outside. You're eating over there because there's a mitzvah. Being moisiv, clearly ala mitzvah is about toisiv. Rabbi Elazar, l'chayr, if he's sitting there, he's eating l'shem mitzvah sukkah, leil shmini atzeres, he's clearly eating l'shem mitzvah. Afil ocha is no about toisiv because he's only being mashlim, the mitzvah of laila rishayna. Now, the bigger detail over here is that Rabbi Elazar is saying, mishle ocha leila yom tivishon. Didn't Rabbi Elazar just say that there's a chayv to eat all 14 sudas of 7 days Yom Tov in a sukkah? So the way the Gemara has it, Rabbi Elazar was chayzer. Rabbi Elazar backed off of his din that was in the Reisha. And that there's no chayv gomer to eat all the sudas. All there is a mitzvah of Leil Yom Tov Rishon. And on that he says, Lo yochal b'leliyam tevishin, yashul b'leliyam tevachrin, but it's a very big chiddush from that zvegim. And on that chiddush, they argue, Ein l'dovet teshlom, there's no hashloma after the Yimei Sukkos. Azeh nema mu'uves, something distorted, lo yuchal l'skan, it can't be fixed. The chesro is something that's missing, lo yuchal l'himonois, can't be counted as a dovet sholem. Once it's missing, it's missing. The Gemara says, there's also somebody who missed Zman Krishma, one day of his life that he wasn't Mekabel Amar Shemayim. There's no ticket on that. Mishnah Zayin. Misha Yeroyshe V'rubay V'sukkah V'shulchone B'teich HaBayis. He's sitting in the sukkah. The shear that's called sitting in the sukkah doesn't have to be his whole body. It has to be Roshe V'rubay. A very small, tight, cramped sukkah. And his legs are sticking out. But Roshe, Rubay is a separate entity. Rubay is what a person eats with. Ruboy is most of his body, but part of his body can be sticking out. V'shulchone b'teich habayis b'shamay poislin u'beisil machshin. L'chor it should be kosher. Now, there's tables in the house. This is not so common in such a tiny sukkah with his negea. Is if somebody has a sukkah that's under an overhang, and part of him is not sitting in the sukkah. Now, it's all very common in Yerushalayim to have these tiny, very condensed sukkahs. Some of the porch where you open up a sukkah, I had it myself many years in Mantisdorf. Some of it is covered over by something which is, it's underneath an awning. So, Mela, it's not in the sukkah. So, Mela, what you're sitting by is where most of yourself is in the sukkah. If the shulchan is out of the sukkah, so Avada, you can't eat out of the sukkah. If your head would be leaning over the table to a bowl of soup, that's called you eating out of the sukkah. We're talking over here that he takes the food in, and he eats it inside the sukkah. Afilohochi, since shulchone b'teich habayis b'shamay poislin, u'beisilol machshirin. The simple reading of the Mishnah over here is that we're not talking about the size of the sukkah, we're talking about the oifin that the person who's sitting in the sukkah is sitting. The Gemara says, the ma'is according to b'shamay, it seems to be a dinder abonon. But the Gemara Lamaisa adds more than that. This is a Gemara in the beginning of the sukkah, even though we're in the second parak. It's really a Gemara in the beginning of the second Daf Dalet. And the mashmois of the Rishonim is that there's really two distinct machlokes in over here. Be'etzem, it would seem b'sherish that they're totally in one thought process. But Lamaisa, there's two practical machlokes. One is, let's say a person has taka with a table, his table's underneath the overhang. Does that parcel up his maisa yeshiva sukkah? It means that he's not eating in the sukkah. The second child is, what about if you have mamash a mini sukkah and it's not big enough to have roshe v'ruboy v'shulchone b'teich ha-sukkah? Does that passel the sukkah? But again, b'shamay poesel b'shil machshirin. Omru lohen b'shil l'b'shamay. Loi kachoy ha-maisa. Don't we have an uvda shahochu zikne b'shamay? V'zikne b'shil l'vaka is Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharoni. They went to visit one of the chachomim whose name was Rabbi Yochanan ben Acharoni. Mistami was a chayla. Umitzau shahoya yoshev roshev rubay besukah v'shulchanim b'teich habayit. That was the mitzias v'loy amloy davar. By the way, were they sitting with him in the sukkah? It's certainly not a sukkah that was less than 7 tefachim. So you have to say it was a big sukkah. He was leaning in to the house, and they saw him eating that way. V'loy amloy davar. Amru lohen beshamay misham raya. They bring a raya from there. They taka told him something. The Messiah was that they did give him Terchocha. And they told him, if that's the way you eat in the sukkah, you would never make the mitzvah. The Maisa, the halacha is to be machmir. The shear of a sukkah ketana, how big does it have to be? A very tiny sukkah. How big does it have to be? Minimal. It has to be shear roshe rubah v'shulchanah. Roshe rubah, the chachom say, the Gemara says, the shisha tvachim. Shisha tvachim by shisha tvachim with another tefach for the table. Therefore, the shear is 7 by 7. So again, if we say that the two dinim are one din, the shear of the sukkah ketana, and also if the sukkah is a large sukkah, but the ma'aseh, his table happens to be leaning in, they both gzeira. And he's going to come to eat with his head out of the house. You can look at them both as gzeira, or you could say, and seems like both of them are one din. That's what it sounds like from the Rif and the Rambam. That they're be'etzim one din. The other way to explain this would be, this is the chavit comes out of other Rishonim, Tosfos and Rav Gimel, other places, that the din of a sukkah gedoylo is taka din in the Ma'aseh Achila. and that's exactly the din of sukkatana, that being the shear of 7x7, is because pochas mizeh is not nikra mokum dira. She says be'etzem, it's not a mokum dira. A place that doesn't have room for rosh eruv shulchanoi is not called a dira. That psul would be certainly a psul deiraisi, even though it sounds like over here it's really totally in the same thing.